In the aftermath of last week's bomb attacks at Mugunga and Lakvert camps in eastern Congo, families gathered in Goma to mourn the loss of their loved ones. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The bombings, which claimed the lives of 18 individuals and injured 32, left the community reeling. The majority of the victims were women and children, adding to the tragedy of the incident. Alimeti Kijiho, a survivor of the attack, recounted the harrowing experience of witnessing the explosions while fetching water. Returning to his tent, he discovered the devastating loss of his wife and two young children, ages 6 and 2, shattered by the violence. "War has taken everything from me," expressed Kijiho, encapsulating the profound grief felt by many in the community. Blame and accusations. Amidst the tragedy, blame has been cast between the Congolese army and the rebel group M23 for the bombings. The M23, predominantly composed of ethnic Tutsis, split from the Congolese army 12 years ago. The conflict in eastern Congo, fueled by multiple armed groups vying for land and control of valuable mineral mines, has exacerbated one of the world's most dire humanitarian crises. President Felix Tshisekedi has accused neighboring Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels, an allegation echoed by UN experts and the US State Department. Rwanda, however, denies these claims. At the ceremony, some mourners voiced criticism toward President Tshisekedi and the international community for their perceived failure to resolve the protracted conflict. Amidst displacement and discontent. The violence in eastern Congo has displaced millions, with thousands seeking refuge in temporary camps, such as those targeted in the recent attacks. The ongoing insecurity has prompted some residents to contemplate returning to their homes, despite the inherent risks. The attacks serve as a stark reminder of the enduring challenges faced by communities caught in the crossfire of conflict. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.